USA Radio News.
A suspicious package was found today at the home of Bill and Hillary Clinton, according to a law enforcement official. A package was also sent to the Washington, D.C. home of former President Barack Obama, but that was intercepted by Secret Service. Fred Burton was part of the State Department Counterterrorism Task Force.
The forensics, based on my experience in working these package bomb cases, will lead to the identification of the suspect, very similar to the recent Austin bomber that we had down here in Texas.
A package was also sent to CNN. Now, we're hearing that package was addressed to former CNN contributor John Brennan. The White House has come out and condemned the attacks. One winning ticket was sold for the record Mega Millions jackpot of what turned out to be just under $1.6 billion. That winning ticket was purchased in South Carolina. Now, South Carolina is one of the states so that you may remain anonymous, so we may never know who actually won the big jackpot. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hurricane Wilma is continuing to lose power as it moves across Mexico. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The winds were clocked at 120 miles per hour. Officials report power had been knocked out in some areas and some structures had sustained damage. More than 4,000 people had been evacuated in coastal towns. Before hitting the mainland, Wilma swept over an offshore penal colony about 60 miles out in the Pacific. Forecasters warn of deadly flash flooding and landslides, which are possible.
That storm is expected to bring rain and possibly snow to the Northeast this weekend. Megyn Kelly reportedly apologized to her colleagues after she appeared to defend blackface Halloween costumes on Megyn Kelly Today. Kelly sent an internal email that she wrote, "I realize such behavior is wrong indeed, and I am sorry." She also said she's never been a PC kind of person, but understands that we do need to be more sensitive regarding things in this day and age. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Democrats are hoping to retake the House of Representatives this midterm election. They're spending a lot of money in certain areas and hoping this money will ultimately lead to flipping certain seats that are red to blue. Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana on the money disparity being spent from the Democrats versus the Republicans.
Well, Republicans all over the country are getting crushed when it comes to fundraising, again, because of Democrat tools like Act Blue. So that's allowed Democrats to run more TV commercials, and the TV commercials in these last 2 weeks are really going to swing these close races where the polling shows that these are the races where the polling shows that they're the closest.
Several artifacts that were believed to be part of the historic Dead Sea Scrolls are being called fake. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. announcing that five of what were believed to be its 16 most valuable artifacts are, in fact, not real. The museum says they're taking them down and won't be displaying them any longer. The items were tested by German-based scholars who determined that fragments from each of the five, in their words, show characteristics inconsistent with ancient origin. The museum won't say how much money was spent for the fragments, but others have paid millions to purchase similar pieces of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Game 2 of the World Series is tonight. First pitch is just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Red Sox have a 1-0 lead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.